From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Riot police were out in force in Iran Tuesday in an effort to quell 6 days of anti-government protests. The protests have spread to the northwest of Iran. Hundreds have been arrested, more than 20 killed since Thursday. Tuesday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei accused the country's enemies of fomenting the unrest. He did not identify who he was referring to, but U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley insisted the unrest is spontaneous.
They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long-oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
She said she would attempt to call an Emergency Security Council meeting to urge global support for the protesters. Speaking to VOA Tuesday, White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said he understands the Iranian people's frustration.
This is a dictatorial regime that is oppressing its own people, that is using the resources that this great nation with this rich culture and rich history needs to foment hatred and violence across the greater Middle East. They are a driving force behind this fitna, behind this sectarian civil war that has caused so much pain and suffering and death in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the criticism, insisting Iranians have a right to protest peacefully and outside infiltrators will not be allowed to sabotage them for violence and destruction. The head of the Roman Catholic Church in the Democratic Republic of Congo has condemned Sunday's crackdown on anti-government protesters, in which at least 8 were killed.
Nous ne pouvons que dénoncer.
Cardinal Laurent Mosegwo Pasinha denouncing the actions of security forces, which he said amounted to barbarism. This is VOA News. Pakistan has expressed deep disappointment with President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet criticizing Pakistan for providing safe haven for terrorists operating in Afghanistan. The president said the U.S. has received nothing but lies and deceit for billions in aid. Both civil and military leaders in Pakistan described it as completely incomprehensible. Pakistani defense analyst Talat Masood said the tweet showed little sympathy for the suffering of the Pakistani people in the fight against extremism.
The people of Pakistan, the governments of Pakistan, have been really seriously affected, and its consequences are felt every day by Pakistanis.
White House National Security Advisor McMaster was asked about Mr. Trump's tweet in a VOA interview.
This is not a blame game, as some would say. This is really our effort to communicate clearly to Pakistan that our relationship can no longer bear the weight of contradictions, and that we have to really begin now to work together to stabilize Afghanistan in a way that would be a huge benefit to Pakistan as well.
In Afghanistan, meanwhile, one U.S. service member was killed, 4 wounded, during what is described as a combat engagement Monday in the eastern province of Nangarhar. Egypt Tuesday hanged 4 Islamic militants following their conviction for the killing of 3 military cadets in 2015. Meanwhile, authorities extended the country's state of emergency first imposed after deadly bombings of Coptic Christian churches in April. Moldovan President Igor Dodon Tuesday criticized the country's constitutional court for suspending his powers in a dispute over ministerial appointments. He said the court has confirmed its image as an obedient political instrument. Mr. Dodon is at odds with the ruling coalition government, which seeks better ties with the West. Last year was the safest on record for commercial aviation, according to 2 organizations. No major airline experienced a plane crash anywhere in the world in 2017. Todd Curtis heads the website airsafe.com.
The last time there was a calendar year with not a single passenger killed, either through a jet airliner accident or a deliberate action like a hijacking or bombing. The last year that happened was 1959.
Every year since then, he said, there has been one jet event at which at least one passenger was killed. Even as global air traffic increased, the Dutch aviation consultancy 270 said the chances of dying in a plane crash dropped to 1 in 16 million. In Peru, at least 36 were killed Tuesday when a bus collided with a truck and careened off an 80-meter cliff north of the capital, Lima. U.S. stocks started the new year in positive territory Tuesday. One index, the Nasdaq, closing above 7,000 points for the first time ever. That index driven by tech issues like Apple and Facebook. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.